It's time once again to bring in Gene Salander, who's president of the Tri-State Chamber of Commerce here in our region, and joins us whenever she can find time out of her extremely busy schedule to join us on the radio. Gene, good morning and happy new year.
Good morning and happy new year to you, Marshall. How's things going?
Well, not too bad for the new year. We, you know, we're only 6 days in, thank God, and nothing's gone bad so far.
I see that 2019 and 2018 didn't talk to one another regarding weather.
No, not at all. I don't think they will either. So.
Or maybe they hung out a lot in their besties. I don't know.
Well, we'll find out in the next month or so. Anyway.
I guess so.
So now, we were talking off air, and the Tri-State Chamber of Commerce had kind of an organizational meeting right after the first of the year?
Yes, right away then on the third, I guess it would have been. We had our first board meeting of the new year, and it was a great meeting, and actually it was very light and airy. There were a lot of laughs in the room, which was fun. Sometimes we get into some serious topics, and this was all just, you know, looking back on a great year and looking forward to another good one coming up.
Now, what was discussed during this meeting, and you said to me also you have another general meeting with the actual board itself, with the actual chamber itself coming up.
Right. So on the 24th of January, which is a Thursday at Noble Horizons at 5:30, that's our annual meeting where the membership has an opportunity to vote on the slate of officers and directors that we present to them. And what we, the board, part of our meeting on last Thursday was selves for our board moving forward. That's something we do every year. And it keeps things fresh or it keeps things status quo, depending on how you go. And we went with status quo. We're not changing anything. So just to give a blow-by-blow, you have Gene Salander at president, Mary Wilbur at vice president, Sue Dickinson at treasurer, Janet Manco at secretary, Marika Stagna as a director, John Lannon as a director, and Bianca Martin as a director. We discussed it, and we were a good team. And we did a lot of good things in 2018, and we don't want to change that. So we're going to keep going forward with our crew.
Now, I want to comment, if people go to your website at tristatechamber.com, they can find all the information there. But you know, something I never noticed in the picture of all you guys, Janet Manco and also Susan Dickinson, take a look at the sweaters they're wearing.
That's true.
That two women wearing almost the same sweater in a photo, and they allowed it to happen?
I know. We needed the picture so badly when we took it, we couldn't do anything about it.
I just
we had to go with it.
But you know,
that's
what's
funny?
I've been looking at that picture for a year, and it never popped out of me. And then all of a sudden I looked and I said, holy smokes, did they plan that?
Yeah, that was funny. That was when we were, it was last February, and we had been meeting at the Lakeville Journal. Janet was kind enough to lend us her boardroom table there, and we had a lot of good meetings there, and that's one of our photos that we took there. And actually, I believe the photographer credit goes to Ella Woodworth, Mary's daughter.
Now, another thing, where if people go to the website and you want to join the Tri-State Chamber, you can join online, by the way. It's right there to do. So now, you did have a real busy and exciting year last year, and the same things are planned for this year.
Yes, we have a few minutes. If you give me a moment here, I just want to pull up my notes from the meeting. So coming up this year, new business, here we are. The mini maker fair that Paul DiPaolo and company started at Indian Mountain a few years back.
Yep.
That's moved to Hotchkiss and is under the guise of Erica, whose last name escapes me right now, forgive me. That's coming up on April 7th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Hotchkiss. We'll be sponsoring that and possibly hosting a booth or sponsoring someone like a SOAR or an extras group, somebody who can man a booth and work with kids and keep them happy and occupied for a couple of hours. So that's coming up April 7th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
You know, I remember working with the Mini Makers Fairs at one of the Chamber of Commerce spring events we had there. I think that's the first time the Mini Maker Fair actually went really open to the public, which was kind of cool.
It's a really fascinating movement, and it's global. It is all over the world, and basically, it's just wanting to get specifically children, but you know, children of any age, back into physically making things. Literally forming, you know, like Erector sets or Legos, that's making, or, you know, Arduino boards, or, you know, it goes on and on, from 3D printing all the way to, you know, sewing together recycled sweaters. Anything that's, you know, physically being made. And it can be really loud. Mini maker fairs can be incredibly noisy, but they're full of energy and good vibes.
Well, I think one of the purposes, and correct me if I'm wrong, is, and especially it's important at this time of the Tri-State Chamber, is to energize merchants to come together, because as a single group, you can do a heck of a lot more for all the individual businesses in the area than just people trying to go about it themselves.
Absolutely. When you look at something that's in my wheelhouse, marketing, you know, you have a little brick and mortar on Main Street, and you have to staff it for 9 to 5 for 6 days a week, or you own a restaurant and you're probably there 80 days a week. You know, downtime is downtime, and it's precious, and you're probably sleeping. You don't have the time or the energy or possibly the know-how to do your own marketing. That's just a simple example that I'm familiar with. But owning a business is really, really difficult. It is demanding beyond anything, and we're here to help. And the same goes for nonprofits in the area. Our byline is connecting commerce with community, and it's always astounding how many people say, oh, I want to volunteer at something, but I don't know where. Or nonprofits say, boy, we could use a few extra hands, but we don't know where to get them. Well, you know, call us. We'll put you together.
All right. What number for businesses and people that own businesses, whether it's a small business, at-home business, or whether it's an actual brick-and-mortar business, what number should they call?
They can call me, actually, 860-248-5585. I'm always available, and I'm always thrilled to talk about the chamber. I can explain it more. We did a recent series of ads about, or it was just one ad about misconceptions about chambers of commerce. And it was going to be a series, but we ran out of time. It was at the end of the year, but there are quite a few misconceptions out there. Attendance at meetings is not mandatory. That was one big one. Gene, I'd love to join, but I don't want to go to those meetings. I said, you know what? Our meetings are business after hours. Come have a glass of wine and hang out and unwind at the end of your day. That's all that is. There's nothing else going on.
but what else do you do if you're a member? And I know this helps us out here at the radio station. We try to publicize as much as we can. And you get a monthly what's going on newsletter email if you're a member. And there's a whole list of what different businesses are doing, which really you can tie into if you're a business, and you can see what other businesses in the area are doing just by that alone, and grab in and join in on that.
Yes, it's our newsletter is actually weekly these days, Marshall. When's the last time you dialed in? We send that out pretty much every Wednesday morning. We're pretty consistent about it. I write a little introduction and then some chamber-specific, from our perspective, announcements, so about the upcoming business after hours or the upcoming annual meeting. And everything else there is dedicated to our membership, so if WHDD or if Bargain Barn is having a sale, for example, you know, send us a little blurb, and we put it right into the newsletter, and the newsletter we do through Constant Contact, and that's with Sue Dickinson. She's treasurer/administrator, and she pulls all of this information via email, so just email to news.tsc.newsletter@gmail.com to submit if you're a member. If you're not a member, join, and then you can submit. But it's a very successful newsletter, and with Constant Contact, we're able to measure exactly, we actually know who opened their newsletter, not just the numbers, but the people, the email addresses that did click on it, and if you click through anywhere, it's pretty interesting analytics. But we have, believe it or not, we have about a 43% open rate of the 450 or so that we send out. So we've got 225 people actively opening a newsletter at any given time. And that's a huge benefit that a lot of our members talk about and are thrilled with.
All right, and once again, people can become a member at your website, which is tristatechamber.com. You also have a Facebook page, which on Facebook is Tri-State Chamber of Commerce. You're really pretty good. I think the chamber really has advanced forward in its social media and publicity impact over the past couple of years.
We're working at it. You know, there's always a new mousetrap to build and a new way to get the word out there, which is exciting. If I may, can I give a shout out to our sponsors at this moment?
Absolutely.
Thank you. We have in our list of sponsors, which is growing, and we had a couple of calls at the end of the year, which is exciting, and some meetings coming up. We have Fairview Hospital in Great Barrington, Gear Senior Community in Canaan, Housatonic Heritage, which is all up and down the upper Housatonic region, Lakefield Journal Company, good ally of ours, Litchfield Bank Corps, that's where our quote-unquote office is, which we're hoping to clean out this year and start fresh, Salisbury Garden Center, which is now closed for the season, but they'll be back in spring, and our friends at WHDD, Robin Hood Radio, our pals, Marshall.
Pals is right, but all the, you know, it's just, I think, having a Chamber of Commerce that involves the whole tri-state area is so important, because you do have towns like Millerton, which are very successful on their own. But now you look at what's happening in Connecticut, where Lakeville all of a sudden has become a real no longer a sleepy village, and you've got things going on in Salisbury, and you've got things on the work in North Canaan as well.
Oh, North Canaan is about to hit the fan. It's going to be great.
Yeah, especially with the new brewery there, which is really is going to do for Canaan what the depot was meant to do.
Exactly.
Which is bring people to town for a different reason, for a reason to come to town.
Right, yeah. Exactly. It's exciting in Canaan, and I like what we're seeing in Sharon.
Yep.
I think Sharon is starting to take off, and I've got a few meetings down there this month. And then New York State, it's a little bit more rural, and there's a few more miles in between towns, but there's some pockets of commerce going on that I'm excited about and I want to tap into and help.
Jean, keep up the good work.
Hey, Marshall, thank you. Very happy New Year to you, and go Giants.
It could go someplace. All right, Jean, thank you very much.
All right, take good care.
Take care. Bye-bye.